Robbie, Marie, and the Doctor.
Triple J.
Hopefully you've got your animals, well, or just your animal, singular, ready to go on the telephone.
Don't suffer your beast.
No.
Remember. Yeah. Hey, speaking of Sam Simmons, I was actually on the way back to the studio yesterday doing a little bit of Triple J TV stuff, 9 a.m. Saturday mornings, ABC One. I was listening, we turned on the car and it was on a different channel.
You turned on the car? That's amazing.
We turned on the car and the radio came on and it was on a different station, a commercial station. So we thought we'd flick through the different stations.
Yeah.
And it was in the afternoon. Dools and Linda were on Triple J and I knew we'd eventually end up there. So I was listening to all the commercial stations and listening to what they were doing and they were all talking. And two separate stations were doing talkback on internet scams because they've been in the news lately. So yeah, that's great, viable talkback, great. Turned on another station and they were talking to a lady who's trying to give up smoking and they were giving her advice because one of them's giving up smoking. So that was a nice little idea as well. Then I flipped it over to Triple J and I heard this.
And so it happened one day that a pig and a swan were walking down to a pond. The swan tripped and broke its wing, so the pig helped carry the wounded swan on its back. And so it happened that one of the most beautiful animals and one of the ugliest animals had fallen in love. The pig eventually fell pregnant and gave birth to three baby swans, or cygnets, and three baby pigs, or piglets. Cygnet, piglet, swine and swan had fallen in love on the way to the pond. So what's the moral of that story?
A friend when they fall over will be your true love.
No, it's don't fuck pigs.
And then I went, that's why I work at Triple J.
If you want to talk, well, if your animal wants to talk to Sam Simmons this morning.
Or if you've had sex with a pig, give us a call.
Either one, give us a call. 1-300-555-36.
We are Carl and Jackie.
20 after 7.
This is the tale of a man dumped at birth into a wheelie bin out the back of Coles. He was then force-fed dog milk from Roxy, a stray Alsatian. Dog nipples. Part man.
Part man.
Part beast.
Part beast.
Sam Simmons.
Sam Simmons.
Animal warrior dog-faced boy.
I can speak fluent budgie.
If you have an animal problem, call 1-300-055-36.
Horse whispering.
Sam Simmons.
Yeah.
He's not a real vet.
Oh, come on!
Sam Simmons.
I'm not going to eat anything here unless I had a face!
We take no responsibility
it goes on a bit,
for
doesn't
any
it?
Not advice given.
Good morning, Sam Simmons.
Horse whisperer. Hello. Morning.
How are you?
Yeah, all right. A bit vague this morning.
Well, why not?
Just a tad. I just had some off banana bread.
You did? It's
I did. I had
fishy.
A bite. It was yuck.
It was fishy.
Yeah.
It
was Thai.
Thai banana bread.
Yes. Mm. You wrap with fish and bananas.
You do? Banana leaves?
Yeah. Hot sultanas. For breakfast.
Nice. Fishy sultanas.
Now, are you much of an inventor? We're talking inventions this morning.
Yeah, I've got one.
The new inventors exhibition is happening downstairs and we thought, well, we should contribute something.
Yeah, we're going to put something there.
Band-aids shaped like birthmarks or moles.
Oh, yeah.
With little tufts of hair or pubes. So if you do stick into your body, it doesn't look like a band-aid. It just looks like a birth defect.
A hairy mole?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's all right.
The hairy mole band-aid.
But hairy knuckles. Whose hair would you put on it?
Oh, you'd keep it all natural. You'd farm pubes.
We were sort of hoping to use materials that you could find around the office here at Triple J.
Plenty of pubes around the office.
Oh, there's heaps at Triple J, aren't there? Heaps?
Yeah, Dooley's desk.
Yeah, okay.
It's just littered.
But that's his private pubes. Collection. Though.
Look at my knuckles, though. I've got puby knuckles, which is kind of revolting.
That's a pube.
Old Sam puby knuckles. Simmons.
Old puby knuckles.
Good morning, Angie.
Hello.
Whereabouts are you?
I'm in Melbourne.
Yeah.
What was that? Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Say hello. Hang on. Say hello. Say hello.
What's that? Hang on. Let me guess what it is.
It's a talking dog.
Yeah, I know what that is.
Hello.
Hey, Angie.
Oh, that's your son who you keep under the stairs.
No.
Who's that? Who's that? Hello.
Does Pippa actually talk to you? Does Pippa say meat?
Hang on. Say Triple J.
What is it? Now, what animal is it?
She's a Staffy cross Kelpie.
Oh, cross
human.
Oh,
Triple J. Triple J.
Can you say Eric Clapton?
Eric Clapton.
Oh, Angie. We love you and Pippa. That's amazing. How long have you had Pippa for?
Pippa's 14 months.
And when did you discover that Pippa had the gift of speech?
Well, Pippa's not just only got the gift of speech, she's given me the gift of life. She saved my life. She was I had an aneurysm and she woke me up.
You're kidding?
No. Nah.
What?
I collapsed at home and she woke me up. And if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be here today.
Oh, well, look, my dog can say meat. So, you know.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I know.
This is like...
Really, Pippa's beautiful.
We need to see photos of Pippa.
Yeah, we need a photo. We need to set
and
up
make
a
sure that you're not just like punching Pippa in the throat every time you.
I'll send you a photo, no problem. We're going to get your email. I'll think of the email.
You can send it into to breakfast at.
Sam, are you talking to Pippa?
Can we have a quick chat?
Yeah, hang on. Here, Pip.
You ready?
Yeah, go.
You idiot,
sweetheart.
Hey! Hey! Should have left you with the aneurysm.
Wow.
That's lovely.
Man talks to dog.
Angie, can you hang on the line and we'll get your number because we'd like to have regular updates from Pippa from time to time.
Yeah, I want to give Bob Ellis some speech lessons as well. I want to go beyond meat.
Quote of the week from Pippa.
Thanks for calling in, Angie.
Thanks, Angie.
Bye, Pippa.
20 away from 8, Sam Simmons with us.
Hello.
And some sad news out of one of Australia's zoos. Apparently, we just got a press release. I love the way that you've come in to talk about animals and you're wearing a shirt with an eagle on the front of it.
Well, thank you. No, I'm just trying to reclaim some youth here.
don't look at me. No. apparently, Mr. Jones, the red kangaroo, has passed away. Australian mammals' dominant male red kangaroo, Mr. Jones, was discovered dead in his exhibit yesterday morning. His unforeseen death has been attributed to traumatic injuries presumably sustained in combat with younger rival male Rufus.
Isn't that interesting?
I can feel for Mr. Jones because I know what it's like. You know,
well, that means
the upstart comes through.
Well, do you know what the upside of that is? Is that you've got animals in captivity replicating behavior that happens in the wild. This is a good thing.
These are animals that have possibly been born in captivity if they're sort of...
Either born or rescued because no one actually goes out and like poaches animals and goes, oh, we'll put them in an exhibit. Yeah. So it doesn't happen.
Jonesy had been hand-raised by his handler.
But what about Rufus, though?
Rufus, the tough little nut. Tough little nut.
No, they're violent animals. They're great. They are. They're terrific.
Yeah.
Some people wrestled a little wallaby, but they're very scratchy.
How many wallabies have you wrestled?
I've wrestled one wallaby in particular, and he's terrific.
What's his name?
I can't remember. I didn't ask. It was one night wrestle. It's fine.
Hello, Mel.
Hi, how are you going?
Good. Are you at a party or something this morning?
I'm at work.
Oh, you just work at a party on a party boat, do you?
It's a Cuba.
I work at an animal shelter.
The Cuba.
Yeah.
So what's going on at the animal?
What the hell was that? That's not an animal. That's just there's someone mucking around in the background. Can you hear that?
I can go outside and the dogs will bark, but it's really loud. I won't be able to hear you.
Go on, do it just for a second.
Yeah, just for a minute.
All right.
Yes. Tell me more.
What are they saying?
That's just one of those security things that sounds like a dog's barking. They're saying, find me a home.
They're being actually surprisingly quiet.
Why can't they say Eric Clapton like a normal dog?
Maybe your dogs are a little bit intimidated by Pippa, who we had on just before the headlines.
Probably.
Yeah. Did you hear Pippa, Mel?
There we go.
Sorry, did you hear that? That's a human.
That's a whale.
That is a human.
I have to go back in.
Fair enough.
Right. Yeah.
How long have you worked there for, Mel?
Since the end of last year, but I've been working with animals for a few years.
So. And what's your favourite kind of animal?
Cats and dogs, I suppose.
I like a slow loris.
Sorry?
What's that?
A slow loris. Fascinating animal.
It sounds like something you'd find at a bingo night.
A slow loris. Yeah, like an old man, like a Mabel. Slow loris, beautiful animal. They're like a Southeast Asian kind of lower primitive order monkey. And they've got a toxic gland in their mouth. And when they lick at their elbow, they can salivate and actually make this toxin react with another toxin in the elbow. And then if they bite you, you might die or get poisoned about 6 months later. They're an amazing monkey.
So a great pet.
Yeah, they're terrific. They're terrific. They're used as bushmeat. Anyway, that's the education part. But
Mel,
an amazing animal.
Mel, who are you trying to find a home for this morning?
We've got two. They're about 3 years old. They're Ridgeback crossbreed.
Yeah.
Named Bridget and Bradley. And they're very sweet. They're really lovely, and we'd love them to find a home together.
And can they talk?
They can. Bradley's very very talkative. He has a lot to say.
Great.
Okay. That
should be no problem.
That's all we
it's
need.
It's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Bit
so of a conversation if anyone is wanting to adopt two large breed dogs together, give us a call.
We'll put you in touch. Good on you, Mel.
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks, Sam Simmons.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Hayden McDougall.
Yes.
You're looking not so fat. Looking good.
Thank you. Did Amelia tell you to say that?
Yes.
17 to 8. Kato Tools in next.
Out in space, round the earth.
Robbie, Marie, morning. And the doctor.
Triple J. Straight across Australia.
Triple J.